men must be aggressive for what is right if government is to be saved from those who are aggressive for what is wrong.
That is not the voice of Belle Case La Follette. It's her equally famous husband, Fighting Bob La Follette, giving a stump speech in 1924 during his unsuccessful run for president. But it's likely that his wife Belle wrote the speech. She wrote many of the speeches he gave as a Wisconsin governor, congressman, and U.S. senator between 1900 and 1925. But she also wrote her own speeches, and in those, it was women, not men, who were being urged to aggressively do the right thing. Sadly, there are no recordings of any of Belle's speeches, but Gail Lamberty, who has portrayed Belle in stage performances, gives us a taste here from Belle's testimony before the U.S. Senate in support of women's suffrage.
So she's standing in front of the Senate committee, which is all men at the time, of course. She quotes Lincoln. She says, of the people, by the people, and for the people. And then there's this wonderful pregnant pause. Aren't women people?
Belle's marriage to Fighting Bob and their political life together as leaders of the Wisconsin Progressive Movement was a partnership. At their wedding in 1881, she famously deleted the word obey from the traditional bridal marriage vow to love, honor, and obey. Then, after giving birth to her first child, she enrolled in the UW-Madison Law School and in 1879 became its first female graduate. The Follette biographer, Nancy Unger, says Belle's commitment to women's rights and a progressive political agenda was a product of her upbringing in Sauk County, where she was raised by Unitarian parents of English and Scottish descent.
These were very decent, thoughtful people and who really believed that she could and everyone should make the world a better place. I mean, they really believed that and talked about it.
Unger says Belle La Follette was also outspoken about the rights of African Americans. In 1914, while her husband was in the U.S. Senate, she took up the cause of African American women who were being forced to use segregated accommodations at the nation's capital. Unger quotes from a scathing column Belle wrote scolding upper-class white women.
It seems strange that the very ones who consider it the greatest hardship to sit next to a colored person in a streetcar entrust their children to colored nurses and eat food prepared by colored hands. You are not supposed to belong to the butterfly and parasitic class, but should represent the earnest, intelligent womanhood of the nation.
Her campaign to end the segregation in Washington, D.C. was ultimately successful, but it led even some progressives to cancel their subscriptions to the La Follette Weekly, the magazine she and Fighting Bob published in Madison from 1909 until it became the Progressive Magazine after Belle's death in 1931. Matt Rothschild is now the editor of the Progressive. He says Belle used the magazine to educate women about both their political rights and their role as homemakers.
She was talking to them maybe as much when she talked about baking bananas and getting a better fly swatter as she was when she was talking about asserting their rights.
In the end, her commitment to the family and the magazine won out over politics, and when Fighting Bob died in 1925, she decided not to run for his seat in the Senate and let her son Bob Jr. carry on the family's political tradition. She is buried beside her husband in a family plot in the Forest Hill Cemetery in Madison. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.